our town and country office national. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.
Hey, boys. Speaking of shows, I need to have a chat to, I'm not going to say who it is, but I want you to be very, very honest with me.
Oh.
Someone on this panel hasn't passed on some information that I have been passed today.
Yeah.
And I need someone, anyone at all here, to put their hand up and just let me know if, you know, being on a TV show rings any bells that you haven't been honest with us. What are our pillars, Jazz?
Honesty, respect and passion.
Well, if they follow them, honestly, the man should put his hand up right now. I'm looking all around the room. Anyone at all?
Our anyone? Producer, Jared. Jared,
no.
Will be.
No.
Jess.
No.
No.
I wish.
Jake. Sorry, what's...
Jake. Hey,
no.
What's the question? Anyone been approached
for
a TV show?
To be in one of those reality shows that no one watches.
You know.
Yeah, I'll put my hand up.
Okay. So what?
What have you heard, Bert?
Just explain yourself.
What have you heard?
I'll let him explain and then I'll give my version.
Well, I've worked for 3 years for Channel 7 doing the cricket commentary.
Right.
And cut the crap. Get straight to it.
That's my association with Channel 7.
I used to play footy with Adelaide as well.
And
Do you want to give us our background?
You know,
Jars, you give some background.
A chiselled 80s type footballer,
No, truth. True. We need
Have you
true
ever
stuff.
Been approached to be on anything,
yes.
Jars?
And yes. I said
what?
No.
What?
Because I don't want to embarrass myself.
What? The TikTok ad? You said yes to that one. Tip top ad.
I was approached to be on Neighbours.
Oh, rubbish! What, to replace Bouncer?
Shut up! What'd you say then? Right, that's your last gig. Bouncer.
What are we going to be?
Cricket lips.
A few years ago, I was approached to be on the Full Monty.
Oh, there you go.
No.
So what happened? Did you get a phone call? Did you have a discussion with your manager?
I had a direct approach by Channel 7 in person to be on the Full Monty.
The first one? The first ever one that came out?
It was the first, or it might have been the second one.
Okay.
Might have been the second year.
So then what happened?
Well, I couldn't do it.
Oh, why?
It was filmed over a two-week period. And I was coaching with the Redbacks and I couldn't do it.
Not sure why you're doing that either.
The next question.
Probably my rig was too good for the other people that was on.
Would you have done it? Yes or no?
Well, I also asked how much money it was. Probably wasn't in the ballpark.
This information I've got here is he demanded
a fee.
More money.
Yeah.
Like more than anyone on there. Yeah. There was some global. You talk global.
Wayne Carey was on it last.
Global stars. Yeah. He wanted double what Carey wanted.
Yeah.
But the real reason, the underlying reason, and the reason he didn't go on there was nothing to do with the Redbacks. Just wasn't quite happy with what he was packing down.
Is that right?
Big a magnifying glass.
Listen, old Larry Long John over here.
Find his little turtle.
The quarter Monty.
Maybe you should ask Catherine, mate. She's more than happy.
Oh, my goodness me. Next time, and that's a message to you, young man, also,
don't,
Bert.
Don't point at me.
Okay. Make sure you're honest with all of us. If you get approached...
That was 3 years ago, you muppet.
I've
come on board this year.
On the table.
He just muppeted you.
Yeah, that's the best word I could come up with.
Yeah.
This time slot.
That's brilliant, old turtle.
Howdy doody.
Our town and country office national. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.